Mount Law. Well, if it's what I know is Mountain Law, my daughter got some of it, doesn't it, lives over there? Mm-hmm. She got some of it over here out of the swamps. Mm-hmm. And it's hard to get to live. Mm-hmm. So she thought that stuff was so pretty, and she would keep coming and getting it and setting it out, and somebody told her she didn't set it out deep enough. Mm-hmm. And we didn't know of it, but you can see them all about in the rough woods, you know, in Florida. And the cows in the wintertime, they'll eat some of the leaves, but I don't think they're too good for them.
Do you call that the
flower?
Did that have any flowers?
No. No, some flower on it. Just green leaves. And stay green in the wintertime, and when the cows in the winter be pacing about, they'd nip on that laurel some. Mm-hmm. But we know they'd lose one from it, but I have read where that laurel was not good for them.
Mm-hmm. But that mountain laurel, you mentioned it, you said it had bunches of flowers?
Yeah, great bunches of flowers, little bitty flowers all in one wad, you know.
Uh-huh. What color?
Well, white and pink, mixed out there.
Did you ever see anything like this mountain laurel, only a little bit bigger?
Yes, that grows in the mountains, I think. I don't think it grows down there. And it makes a bigger flower than the mountain laurel. The mountain laurel makes a big bunch of flowers, but it's a little flower in a big flower.
And
what's
that one called?
Rhododendron. That grows in the mountains.
Mm-hmm.
I hear people talk about seeing that rhododendron in the mountains.
Mm-hmm. And a large flowering tree that's got shiny leaves and big white flowers. Oh, the tree. It's got these big shiny green leaves and big white flowers.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big old tree.
Oleander.
What's that one?
Oleander, well, it's not a big tree, but it'll grow up as high as this house, you know,
mm-hmm.
and kind of spread out and have them, there's different colors of it. There's a pink and a white, too,
mm-hmm.
and makes awfully pretty flowers, but to say it's poison, too, that oleander.
Okay.
And down south, people had it set out for the beauty of the thing, you know.
Mm-hmm. I think it's something called magnolia or cucumber.
Well, that's a big flower. We've got two, three of them out there. It makes a big flower.
Uh-huh.
White.
What did you call that?
Magnolia.
Mm-hmm. And there's a married woman who didn't want to make up her own mind about something. She'd say, I have to ask. Married woman would say, I have to ask.
No, I don't know. Ask questions?
Well, who would she say she'd have to ask? Did she say, I have to ask?
Your mother?
Or she's married.
Oh.
Say, I have
your
to
husband? Ask. Your
husband? Okay. Any joking way she'd refer to him? She could say, my husband, but any sort of joking way she would
refer to?
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember.
I'll say something like the old man. Or
oh, yeah, the old man. Yeah, they call the old man.
And he would say, I have to ask. Talking about her, he'd say, I have to ask.
Why?
Okay. Any joking things he'd say?